This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to look at 2 Corinthians 10. First of all, let's bring up verse 3. For we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Everybody, this is a given, we all live in the world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world. Never changes whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian. There's a difference between being in the world and of the world. And I hope you catch that. That's not just a play on words. Being in the world means you live in it. Being in the world means you go to work every day. Being in the world means you do business and commerce with people in the world. Being in the world means you have responsibilities inside the framework of the world. But to be of the world is to sell out to the system. To be of the world means that the world is your deity. The world is your God. The world is the one you worship. So Paul says, though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Verse 4, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. You know, a natural question that people would ask here, well, if we have spiritual weapons, what are our weapons? May I tell you what I believe our number one weapon is? This book, the Word of God. You know what? What's ironic to me in our culture, we live in a culture of Christian people who couldn't quote the Bible if they had to in most situations. I'm not saying you have to have the book memorized. I am saying if you never read it, don't expect to have the power of the Word of God in your life. Does that make sense? If you and I never read this book, we never open it, we never crack the cover, and then we can't say, well, I've got the power of the Word of God in my life. I don't read it, never study it, I never open it at all, but I've got this book because I've got it like a good luck charm. It's on the coffee table over at our house. We've got Bibles all over the house. Do you read them? No, but we've got Bibles all over the house. This is the number one weapon, in my opinion, that Paul is referencing, the Word of God. Prayer is a weapon. I hope you realize that. Prayer is a weapon. I've said this before. I've even mentioned it in the email that went out this week. Anything you do in the name of Jesus is spiritual warfare. Anything that you and I do in the name of Jesus is spiritual warfare. So what do we pray? We pray in the name of Jesus. You realize that every time you say in Jesus' name what you're doing, you are calling upon His power and His authority? Most people don't know that, what that means. To say, Lord, I come to you on behalf of my son or daughter. I come to you on behalf of my father or mother or my wife, a sister or brother, my husband, whatever the case may be, and I do this in Jesus' name, I am claiming His authority and His power. Most people don't get it. So anything we do in the name of Jesus is spiritual warfare. Besides prayer and the Word of God, I think the Holy Spirit, when we call upon Him to work in our lives, that's spiritual warfare. That's one of our weapons. Talking to people about the Lord is spiritual warfare. In fact, you want to have an interesting experience this week. Talk to somebody you know, and don't do it just for the sake of, you know, proving a point, but do this. Talk to them about something spiritual, and you watch people squirm. You watch people become uncomfortable. You'll watch people change the subject. You'll watch people say, let's talk about something else. And it will happen. I see it happen all the time. As people want to get away from the subject of anything to do with the Lord, I've got an announcement to make. Spiritual warfare.
Well, this message from 2 Corinthians 10 continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.